Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mershel Brown. We are live here with the conversation piece. Hey, guys, this has been such an awesome morning. I'm not going to give the enemy any rain because we win no matter what. We are live here in Las Vegas, guys. You know, I came out to do this live show here at V News. Man, listen, when I come to Vegas, they roll out the red carpet for me. They're always doing great things for me. So I am so awesome. Awesomely excited to have our guest today. We have C4S Foundation. Now, this touches me in a spot because this foundation touches me because I'm all for the man. You know, I'm all for the man and them getting into position and getting in order and getting back into place so that we can overcome. But however, behind every good man, there got to be a good woman. And so we have to train our children up, our young ladies up, to be these amazing women that we will be. So to help us do that, we have C4S. Oh, Jesus. Sis over there. I'm sorry, y'all. We have C4S Foundation. And this is a group of women who helps young women with their self-esteem and other things. So we have Miss Amy online. She has her voice on. You won't see her face, but you will hear her beautiful voice. And she's going to tell you all about their nonprofit organization. Amy, are you here?
I am. And thank you so much for having us, Mershel. You are absolutely right about what you said. We do want our men to be in place. We want good things to happen for them. But like you said, behind every good man, definitely there's a good woman. So we need to work hard at helping our young women who are our future to become those women and to really develop themselves in a way that gives them total worth and self-value. And that is what promotes people in the right direction. And that's what the C4S Foundation is about. It is about helping young women to develop their self-esteem, which sometimes people think it's warm and fuzzy. Oh, you feel good about yourself. Oh, you like it. No. Self-esteem is the seat of motivation. If you don't feel good about yourself and who you are, guess what? You are probably not going to do very much at all. And that's when our young girls in middle school start falling into the trap of feeling like, oh, I need to be like her. Oh, I want them to like me. And they just get a little bit out of whack, and their value and their true authentic self, it kind of fades away and it dies. And when they get to high school, it's worse. Now the dynamics of studying are on you, and what are you going to do with your future? And I could talk on and on. We don't have enough time to talk about this subject because I'm so passionate about it.
Well, Mr. Amy, tell me how this was founded. What was your passion behind starting this nonprofit organization?
Well, when I was a young girl, I was horribly bullied by the girls in my neighborhood, and I had two older brothers, so I had a mean mom. The mean mom didn't let us run the street. She didn't let us do a lot of things, so all the kids came to my house, and when they came to my house, then all my brother's friends came to my house. It kind of set up a dynamic where, you know, how young girls are, they think, oh, you like my boyfriend or whatever. And so for that reason, I was bullied, even though I was very innocent of anything. And it really did make a difference in how I viewed myself and how I perceived my world. And as I grew older, I decided I wanted to help women. And I was introduced to helping women who were in domestic violence situations. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And I did also experience that myself, and I didn't know what it was called. It didn't really have a name in my neighborhood. You know, the world calls it domestic violence. We call it like getting your butt kicked by your old man, and you kind of suck it up, and it was your fault because, oh, I made him act that way. No, honey, no, you did not. That was on him. So I started helping with a nonprofit and I was on their board. And I just saw the cycle that women go through oftentimes with getting away from the abuser, getting away to a good place, only to slowly drift back to what was a comfort level for them because it was the devil they knew. Does that make sense when I say that? Yeah. So that is what I saw. And I thought, you know what? It's very hard for women at an older age sometimes to change and make the necessary difference in their lives. So why don't we work with girls when they're younger? So I started targeting young girls between the ages of 9 and 14 that were definitely in middle school, that were so at risk to losing themselves, at risk for becoming teen mothers, at risk for drugs and alcohol, all of those things, because you're still very innocent at that age. You're very impressionable. And as a result, you become a victim. And then the scars are there. And then they don't know how to erase those. They don't know how to overcome it. So I started helping young girls to understand, first of all, you are not your parents. I don't care if your mother was in jail, your father was in jail. That's not you. That's the choices they made. Okay. That's right. And you are not your past. Oh, you were drinking. You wrecked your family's car. It's not forever. Leave those things behind. Let's build and let's go forward. So finding out that you're not the only one that made a mistake, talking in a group forum and listening to other people's stories helps you to understand, like, oh, wow, I thought I was bad, but that was much worse. And you can start recovering. And so that's how it came about, by working with women in domestic violence situations and then recognizing that we need to teach and educate young girls before they get to that marrying stage and help to give them values that will allow them to move ahead in life and to build.
Yes. Yes. Oftentimes, I think a lot of that issue with young girls come in when they start thinking they can date or have a boyfriend.
Yes, too early.
And starting too early. Because, you know, I found to be, when you have a boyfriend at an early age and then you break up, that is just like your first divorce.
Yes. Yes.
It's traumatizing. And you don't know how to handle that. And we have so many young people going through suicidal thoughts, suicide and things like that because of bullying, because of people not accepting them, because of them not knowing how to love themselves, you know?
There you go.
So we have a lot of those issues. I'm going to bring in another guest. Yes, Rhoda, Miss Rhoda, right now. I'm going to bring her in. We got your voice, but we're going to have her face.
Okay, and is Miss Vicky on board with us as well?
Miss Vicky hasn't come in yet.
Oh, okay.
Hasn't come in yet, but we're going to get her in as soon as we can. But how you doing, Miss Rhoda?
Fine, thank you, and yourself?
Thank you so much for joining us today. So far we've been talking about the foundation and how it was founded and some of the main things that you guys talk about with the young ladies to getting them to a healthy mindset, I'll say, and to get them to have a healthier and better life.
Great.
To making the right decisions and the right choices and also loving themselves in the skin they're in. In the skin they're in, and not allowing people to bully them, nor to manipulate them to think otherwise that what they're not, which is beauty, you know?
Right.
So I was just talking to Miss Amy and she was telling me a lot about the foundation, but I understand that you can tell me about this gala that you guys do. Tell me about the gala, because I love galas. I love dressing up and looking beautiful and all that.
Okay.
I'm a cosmetologist. I do hair and everything. So I'd love to come and help you out. If you need So tell us about the gala.
Okay, I'd love to tell you about it. Well, the Corner for Success Foundation, we're going to host an annual honoring an event that's going to be honoring community stars. So that's going to be held on Sunday, November 13th, 2023 at 12:30. And it's going to be held at a very nice location. Which
is that this year or next year?
That's this year, 22.
Oh, you said 23.
I did. Uh-oh, 22.
That's okay. I'm sorry. November
13th.
2022. Okay. Yes. And it's located where?
It's going to be located at the Canyon Gate Country Club here in Las Vegas. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. We do this annually where we award, it's an award fundraiser actually. So we're doing a fundraiser and we do it annually. And the nice thing about it is that we celebrate the young girls or young women in the community and other individuals as well throughout our area where, you know, they deserve recommendation and accommodation for organizations and people that really make a difference in our community. So that's the reason why we do this fundraiser annually. And it's really interesting because we look at community to assist our girls. Our girls need leadership. And a lot of these organizations throughout our community, they've actually assisted us with this fundraiser where we have a program which I really love called sponsorship. And we use the acronyms for girls where we have different levels. For goals is for the G, I is integrity, R is respect, L is leadership, and S is for self-esteem. And this is what we teach these girls. This is why we have this beautiful gala every single year. And it's going to be so much fun. We're going to have lunch. We're going to have live entertainment. We're going to have a local MC, which is Fox News anchor, Faya Kay, and we're excited to have her aboard with us. We're going to do a live and a silent auction. So this way you can make a bid to help a kid. So that's something that we're really looking forward to. And there's different levels of sponsorship that go along with those acronyms that I had spoke to you about. So all those that can, it's not too late. You can go to our website at www.c4sfoundation.org and you can read about us. You can get more information about the gala. And that's what we're hoping that we know that we're gonna have a very successful event. And we can do this with your help and everyone else's help in the community by spreading the word about our gala, because this is something that's really awesome. Everybody gets to dress up, dress to impress. And also, ladies, you need to wear the best hat you can, because guess what? We're giving a prize to the winner that comes in there with the best hat. So we're giving, you're going to get, and we're all going to be happy and be successful. We're going to have a fashion show. So all these beautiful men and women that are going to be on stage, look out, because you're in for a surprise. And guess what? We're also going to have guest celebrities. So you never know who's going to walk in that door. You know,
might see me, you know,
we just might. And you're more than welcome, and bring everybody that you can with you. We'd be more than happy, more than merrier. So we're looking forward for this to be an exciting, exciting gala this year.
Yes. Yes. So, outside of the gala, so do you guys have classes that you do for the young ladies? How do you prepare them and get them ready for a gala? Because some young ladies, like I was saying before, they don't know how to carry themselves. They don't know how to act. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to get in a car. They don't know how to get out of a car. They don't know how to bend over. They don't, you know, those things. Do you provide classes for them to learn those things?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yes, we do. And that's a part of the curriculum that we designed almost 20 years ago. And we've been doing this for this long. So we have a litany of things that we teach the young girls. Etiquette. How do you hold a fork, a knife? How do you properly cut your food? Where do you put your utensils? That is a class that's been well received by all of the girls. We work with a local designer here, Miss Crystal Ball. And she not only is a model, but she designs her own clothing line. And she's going to be featured as a part of this gala event that's coming up. It's a soiree that you can't even get prepared for, but it's exciting. In addition to that, we taught a variety of classes to our kids. We taught them CPR. You need to know how to save a life. You might be the only one there to save somebody. We introduce them to the arts, the performing arts, and we take them to different events. Oh, there's one of our past galas. Thank you for the photo. And we also teach them, like we had the DARE program come in and talk about avoiding drugs and alcohol. And we had a policeman there in his full regalia to impress upon them, you know, what this is all about. And they were so impressed, like a police officer is here. And it really made an impact on them. We have another young lady who comes in to teach hygiene. You are at an age where your body is changing, your hormones are changing. What do you do about this? Sometimes it's embarrassing or parents might be shy to discuss it, but they need to know. We need to know, how do we take care of ourselves during those special times of the month? So all of this is a part of what we do. Oops, there goes my phone. Vicky's having a hard time getting in for some reason. She said she's backstage, but
Yeah, it's not showing me on my platform.
Okay.
So we can just keep going.
Okay. No problem.
I know you guys can fill in.
All right, we'll do that.
You know, we've been at war all morning, and it's only because this is good, peaceful conversation. This is the antidote. God is the antidote to all things, and us coming together to make change in our communities, you know, is something to fought against, you know, because the enemy don't want us to change, and he wants us to stay the same. But however, we have overcome, you know, we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. So I thank God for you ladies being able to come on this morning, in spite of all that we have gone through, because the word is still going to get out. We're going to have an awesome gala. These young people are going to get the support and the love that they need so they can move forward in life. And I thank you guys so much for just taking out the time to culture and to build up our young women and get them ready for what's to come. I just thank you guys so much. It's awesome. You know, they say it takes a village. And
it does.
The village has been dwindling away. But it's good to know that God has a remnant, you know, that he has a remnant, and he is awesome and he is powerful. And he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. So regardless of what continues to keep happening to this broadcast, but it's still going to go out. We're still going to have an awesome gala, and a lot of young ladies are still going to get the help they need.
For sure. And do you have a copy of the video that we sent to you? That gives a little overview of
Let me see if I do. Like I said, we've been having a lot
Okay, no, I understand that. Technology is great, but sometimes it fails us.
Yes, let me see if I can find that.
Okay.
Really quick, it's C4 video, I said. There we go.
This
is it?
Yep.
That's it. Y'all saw that, didn't y'all? Yes, I love it.
I
really do thank you guys so much, because this is so needed in all our communities. And it does not stop with a race. It does not stop. No. We need that for all our children to.
And we do. And especially post-pandemic, it was a crisis before, but it's even worse now, because children have been isolated. They need to reintegrate into life and, you know, turn off some of those tablets, those iPhones or whatever, and really start reaching out and touching others. And it will help them to heal.
Amen. And that's the whole reason for the conversation piece. God gave that to me in 2019 to write the book, The Conversation Piece, to get us back to the table of conversating.
There because you go.
We are losing our social skills. Our children are losing their social skills.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Adults are losing their social skills because they're not communicating. But COVID really did a lot for us, whether we want to believe it or not. It put us back in the house. It put us back at the table eating again.
Right.
It helped. Yeah, even though they still were on those cell phones. But guess what? The family was at the house, and it started at the table. And we have to get back to the table of peaceful conversations.
That's right.
And these kind of conversations, so that we can heal our community. Inner healing and deliverance needs to take place in our community, with our children, with our adults, with even our leaders. Healing and deliverance need to take place.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to take a class on etiquette. People are so rude. I mean, I'm telling you, customer service has just gone out the door. Like, what happened to it? You get the best customer service at Chick-fil-A? Are you kidding me?
I know. It's brutal.
Listen to the yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. The yes, sir, no, sir. Pardon me, excuse me. I mean, kids step on your feet and look at you like you did.
Like you did something. That's so true.
Yes, ma'am. So we need to, and I thank you guys, because we need to. I'm not going to say just you guys need to, but we need to come together as a community, as a whole earthly generation of people, global. This is a global thing that is going on. And I thank you guys for taking the steps to be the example of what we need today. I thank you guys. I tip my hat. I applaud you ladies so much in what you're doing. Tell us again when the gala is. I'm going to pull this flyer back up.
Okay.
When the gala is, how they can be a part, what they need to do, what the sponsorship or the donations go towards. Because people are like, oh, I'll send money, but what is it going to?
Right.
You got a scholarship for what? You know, go fund who? You know, so can you guys explain that to me? I think Miss Vicky was supposed to do that, but we can't get out of there.
Yes. So the gala again is going to be Sunday, November the 13th, 2022. And it's going to be at the Canyon Gates Country Club here in Las Vegas. So it's a beautiful site. And we do this fundraiser and the gala. The funds go toward different programs that we implement for the girls, scholarships for children and women that are, you know, young women and children that have a profession in mind. They have to be in school, and we will give them, as long as we see that they're progressing, they can earn a scholarship to help with their education, because we know that education is very important. Also, we use the funds, being we're a nonprofit, to honor those community service individuals, those that have gone above and beyond to help the community. And we're a part of the community. They're a part of the community. So we want our communities to be very successful in helping one another. So the donations go toward things like that. We bring in instructors. We do workshops, as Amy had mentioned before, for the children and for the young women. And it's just an awesome opportunity to attend our gala. And like I said, dress your best. You know, come and enjoy the festivities that we're having. you know, meet some new people, mingle and enjoy. We're looking forward to that.
And let me just add one last thing there to what you said, Rhoda. Our keynote speaker is Miss Hannah Brown.
Yes.
Who just recently had a, who had a school named after her, the Hannah Marie Brown Elementary School. She is so impactful in this community that we live in. And she's done so much for so many. I would be remiss not to mention that she's going to be there and be a part of the festivities with us, as well as our community stars, Broadway in the Hood. They will be there receiving an award this year. The Garden Foundation, which was created for children with Down syndrome. We also will have Expertise Beauty School. And we really want to give back to people who are touching lives, who are not just talking the talk, but they're walking the walk right along with it. So everybody listening, our website is c4sfoundation.org. And you can reach us there and find out all you want to know about us. So thank you so much for having us, Michelle.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I have posted all the information if you need to contact Ms. Amy Greer. If you need to contact her, her information is posted. It's posted, her email address as well as the website is posted. I thank you guys so much for coming on. I thank you guys for so much.
What you're doing now.
Continue to keep working in a community. If there's anything that we can do here at V News, please don't hesitate to give us a link.
So sorry that it's other audio there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I wish that I was here in Vegas on that weekend. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. But hey, we're gonna have to bring it to Atlanta because it's very well needed there.
And we are already in conversations about expanding our program to California and to Arizona. And when we find good people, we love to work with them because this program is on the go. Like I said, we've done it for almost 20 years and now we are branching out. So keep on the lookout for us. We're going to be there.
Amen. We look forward to it. We have a nonprofit as well called Swift Transitions. So we transition people back out into the workforce, and we help those youth get into college and those kind of things as well. So if the Lord's will, we can get together, collaborate on some things.
We can
tear down these boundaries. We can tear down these plots of the enemy that he's trying to steal our youth. You know, we're in control of where our youth go today. And I thank God so much for C4S. Guys, you are doing an amazing job. Continue to keep up the great work. Your gala is going to be awesome. I can already see it. You work in a spirit of excellence. God is doing great things for you guys, and he's going to continue to keep doing great things for you guys. Thank you so much, Miss Amy and Miss Rhoda. Sorry, Miss Vicky, that we couldn't get you on today, but hey, we can do this again. We're virtual. We can awesome. Always do it again. Right before the gala, we can do it again. It's no problem. But I thank you guys again for coming out. And guys, my name is Michelle Brown. I'm a part of the Antidote Show and the Conversation Piece. Today we have had peaceful conversation with C4S, a foundation that's doing great things in the community for our youth. Please be a part. Please donate. Govern yourselves accordingly so that we can do the things that God has called us to do, so that we can be set free. It's time to be set free. He said one can put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. So guess how many we could put to flight, and we got 3 on the line. So I'm excited and so grateful and thankful for what God is doing at this time in our lives. I mean, it may look like a pandemic, but it's a setup for great blessings. Only if you believe. You have to believe. So trust God and know that we have the victory. Don't forget to get a dose because God is the antidote to all things. God bless you guys. Please make sure and get in touch with C4S Foundation, doing great things in the community. And that's how we're going to overcome, by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. God bless you all and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Michelle. And thank you for having us as well.
You're so worth it.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
You're worth it. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.